All right.
You best believe in a podcast. You're in one.
You know that it's Coke Gang, ho.
What's up, Podcast?
I'm so excited to be here.
It's the What's Online Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the What's Online Podcast, where we're here to answer two questions. Which finger are you willing to lose? And what's online? But before we get into that, we got Daniel Ryan.
That's me.
We got Matthew Harding.
Yeah.
We got Ryan Pluck.
Hello.
We got Taylor. I'm tired of coming up with stuff for you, so.
That's
you're
me.
You're just on the podcast.
I am.
But we do have a special guest. We've got Kirsty coming back.
Oh my God, I'm back for a third time.
Despite your...
Two and a half.
A second and a half time.
It's all right, Dan.
Like that Lion King movie.
Oh my God, yeah. Lion King right. 2.5. What the fuck was that about?
That was awesome when I was a
Timon
kid.
And Pumbaa were going around and having a great time.
They're
explaining
that was
the
movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a very silly thing.
It was like the director's cut.
I remember getting on the DVD and the special features had like a roller coaster ride. That was pretty good.
Oh yeah,
were you just sitting there?
Yeah,
watching?
You just sit 6 inches from the TV and like press play.
What? Yeah.
This makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I did that like 40,000
times.
Yeah,
I mean, that reminds me of casually sitting on a couch watching that.
The Shrek 2 situation at the end where you could do American Idol.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
that was sick.
It was so fun.
I love that.
Hi everyone.
All right, we're back on the podcast. We had to take a little break. The holidays were hectic.
COVID sucked.
COVID wasn't great either.
Round 2 for me.
Yeah.
Round 3 for me.
Jesus.
Glad I skipped it.
Yeah, no.
Wait, Ryan, did you get that too? Or no?
Nope.
Me neither.
I got a really shitty... Ryan. I bought like some expensive roast beef like the day of. And I was just like, this doesn't taste very good. I got
Dude,
this
yeah,
paper.
The entire day that I was like eating food, I was like, this tastes weird, but it's maybe just because it tastes weird.
Right.
And then I got home and I like was spraying pillow spray on my pillow, which I can usually smell.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it up to my face and I couldn't smell it. And I was like, oh, that's a problem. So I took a COVID test and I was like, sure, sounds good.
Yep.
Blame Curtis.
I don't 100% know because I think I came down with it on Tuesday, so... I did give it to two of my coworkers, and one of them went to the hospital, so...
Oh, good.
Good.
Yeah, you told us that last week, I remember.
Did he live?
Yeah.
Good.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's why Kurt's
here. He gave me a hug.
That's what I was waiting to hear.
Wow. He's trying to pass it back, huh?
He's working late night shifts.
Yep. But, yeah, so, you know, down with the sickness and everything like that, so...
Everyone's been sick. That's the moral, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's tis the season to... Get sicky.
I mean,
ha ha ha. God. You guys,
nice.
No, have I talked on a podcast about Glorb?
Glorb?
Yeah.
Glorb.
Glorb.
Glorb. Glorb.
I like
Glorb.
Everyone just said it.
Glorb's great.
It's a fun word,
Glorb. So I'm ready Glorb. To hear about it.
So, this is a man who creates AI generated, like, SpongeBob trap music.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. About this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
didn't know that was his name. Hey, it's 9:30.
He brought up when, like, it was like I think it was Mr. Krabs versus Plankton rap battle.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dankton came out with STD, which everybody.
Dankton?
Dankton is his name. Mr. Krabs goes by Mr. Swags or Eugene. Like,
are they all acted by different people? Like, it's a collective?
So, what the common consensus is, it's one guy who. Records the vocals himself and then uses an AI thing to match them to each character.
To the voices, okay.
So, but yeah, there's Dankton, there's SpongeOp, there's Squidwalk.
SpongeOp?
SpongeOp.
Perfect.
Okay.
Patrick's just Patrick. He doesn't really have anything.
He doesn't
need
anything.
Can't change
else.
Patrick.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Patrick and a Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Karen's still Karen and Gary's still Gary.
Yep. Gary does feature pretty heavily in the...
Karen has verses?
Yes,
oh,
she does.
Oh, shit.
Who's Karen?
She goes...
Boy,
Plankton's,
she?
Plankton's computer wife.
Oh, right.
I bet she's dropping
Dingus.
Bars.
Who are you?
They're pretty good.
Not man.
Like, the start of this was, like, they were talking about fucking, like, Karen. Like...
Talking shit
put
on
my
Karen.
Charger in her iPhone is what, like, SpongeBob said. So, this guy has, like... pretty good bars, and he came out with a Christmas song, which featured all the Krusty Krew, which is Mr. Swags, Squidwalk, SpongeBob, and Sandy. She's just Sandy.
SpongeBob is so good.
SpongeBob is great. I like his verses quite a bit. He's a little underrated. Squidwalk kind of steals the show, though.
I feel like I've heard a few of these, and
Are they done in the spirit of that character?
Yeah, they kind of are. Yeah. Squidwalk does like a bunch of clarinet, like fucking, like.
Oh my god!
Has anybody listened to Andre 3000's new flute record?
I've not. Yeah.
Okay, I want to.
What?
It's real cool.
Yeah, so Andre 3000, after years and years, was like, "I'm releasing a record, but it's all flute. I really want to listen to it."
Strange.
Yeah. So he's like,
I don't understand.
It's just like an ambient.
Wasn't
album?
I forget. It was a couple years ago. He dropped one that was like just like three songs, and it was like really long.
Probably. I don't know.
I don't remember what it was, but
I just know I heard about this one. I was like,
strange.
The last thing I heard from him was Converse had a record with him and Gorillaz on it.
Interesting.
Weirdly enough.
Interesting.
Oh.
Yeah. And they did like a music video where he's like running around in like a weird mat, being Andre 3000, basically, like in animated form. But yeah.
Interesting.
Outkast is really weird because like, it seems like it's a normal band, and then Andre 3000 is not a normal person.
No.
I remember when he used to have a show on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, Class of 3000.
I forgot about that.
It was great. They had a song every episode. It was really fucking good. I liked it. There was a weird hippie chick.
Would I know his face if I saw him?
Yes.
I can't
He wears a weird hat.
Don't worry. I got you.
He's got this like long triangular face with a beard.
He's a very beautiful man.
Yeah,
he is. He's great looking, but like it's
not by that description.
Yeah, but they depict it perfectly in the cartoons
in. They nailed the character design.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is a good looking man.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
Well, and I feel like he kind of overshadows. It's Big Boy, right? Who's the rapper in Outkast?
The Belchers.
Who's also very
tough. Rappers.
Oh yeah.
They're both the rappers.
Well, Andre does like the sing song thing though. Like,
He
transitioned into that
part of the Hey Ya song.
Hey Ya. Like, I had to do that for Rabbit the other day. He's like, I've never heard of Andre 3000 or Outkast.
Well,
and
I'm
like, he's like, okay, yeah, okay, I understand. Well, Rabbit,
I thought you were saying he hadn't heard Hey Ya.
No, he grew up with, like, I listened to every genre except for rap and country kind of kid, you know? So he's kind of a little bit late coming to the hip hop game, but
which means he listens to classic rock.
Oh yeah, he listens to ass like butt rock.
Yeah.
Oh Rabbit? No, yeah. I can believe it.
He's like, have you heard Nickelback's new album? He's like, it actually is pretty sick.
Have and you guys like, ever heard of 3 Days Grace?
Oh my god, that is the worst.
Yep,
I used to like them.
Oh dude, in middle school, that was my shit.
Yep.
It was 3 Days Grace, Breaking Benjamin, and Paramore for me. Well,
no, it's Animal I've Become. Like, that's the 3 Days Grace song that I listened
to. Which one?
Animal I've Become or something.
Oh, God,
Pain.
Oh,
Without love.
Okay, you know.
Yeah. Of course I do.
It's terrible.
Did Nickelback put out? Are they still doing stuff?
Apparently.
I think so.
They actually put out, like, that was a real reference?
Yeah.
No, that's like an actual thing that he said.
By the way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably pretty good.
You're right.
You can't shame Rabbit for his music taste. He doesn't care. Like, I've told him.
That man is kind of all over the place,
based.
Just like you.
Yeah, well, he is, but, like, I don't listen to butt rock.
He said, one thing about me, though, is that I don't listen to butt rock, but that man will. And that's okay. That's fine.
Hey, you like what you like.
Yeah, no. Rabbit will be down like for some Def Leppard listening if you're hankering for it. But yeah, no. He's impervious to musical insults. I've told him I think Metallica's awful and
oh, I thought you were gonna say like you sang like a diss rap. He would be untouched.
He doesn't care, and then he just asked me like what I've been listening to lately, and then he's like, yeah, this is pretty good. I'm like, I feel bad. I'm just being mean to you. And you're like, oh, I like your music.
Yeah,
though.
He doesn't walk in and shame you for your porn that you like.
No. He doesn't get to see
it.
That's true. Usually. Oh.
Can he hear it?
Is it just like e-girl porn or
hentai?
Hentai.
Because we got our volume
sense.
Up or down on our porn.
I got headphones.
I don't always have headphones,
so it's like loud enough for me to hear, but not loud enough to go through my walls.
Yeah.
I do headphones, and then I also usually just go with pictures because I've got other things to do today.
I usually have my rain sounds in the background.
Mm-hmm. Just pictures. Oh, well, because it's drawn. It's
some
not
of
like
them
photos.
Yeah, I guess if I'm going with hentai, then like I'm reading comics sometimes, but
because they can do more interesting.
Kurt, do you know about the Meat Canyon Bad Dragon?
What?
No, I heard. Well, okay, I vaguely know about this. What
so
could you explain?
So Meat Canyon partnered up with Bad Dragon to create a dildo.
Yes. Okay.
That's it.
That's the post.
All right.
That's the post. Go look at it. It looks fun.
Does it show what it looks like?
Yeah.
Not on YouTube.
I'll look it up. Don't even worry about it. I got you. Right.
Perfect.
It
Meat Canyon? Go online,
it's sold out.
Yeah, he's like an animator.
Oh, damn.
YouTube.
It's sold out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is it called Meat Canyon?
That's his name.
What does he do?
I feel like...
Gnarly, like...
Parodies.
Parodies.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Meat Canyon just sounds like a slut that, like, yeah.
Oh, it's a really awful time, but it's also fun.
Meat Canyon.
Meat Canyon, like, the guy looks like, you know, like, when
like
people were
Danny
like,
McBride.
I'm into dad bods.
Oh, what? Yeah.
That's a like perfect
black
dad bod there.
Mullet, fat guy with, like, a trashy stash.
Oh, like,
yeah.
He's Danny
McBride.
Beard.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He's Wish Danny McBride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
like an animated version.
He's a pretty cool dude, though.
Where Danny McBride is live action.
Oh, wait. Does he put the character of himself in his animations?
No.
Yeah,
he uses
that seems like something he would have come up with.
Why does it have a binky at the top?
Right,
so
that's
kind of
thing.
The point with Meat Canyon is that
someone
there's
has to describe
eyes
what
on
that
it.
Looks like, by
okay,
the way,
so
for the
this
listener.
Is, okay, this is going to go ahead and be a dildo. it comes in a couple of different colorways, but this one we're looking at is a very fleshy pink at
it's
the base.
It's very Patrick Star.
Yeah, very Patrick Star pink, and then there's a tongue, and there's a bunch of teeth and some eyes, and then at the very tip, it looks like a binky,
and
it's bright yellow, neon yellow, but you can also get one where the base is kind of radioactive green.
I think they base this off SpongeBob.
And
that's
they
plankton.
Must have. That is plankton.
Squidwalk.
Oh my God, I forgot that the green one glows in the dark.
That's my favorite.
It's got a very special kind of glow in the dark sort of situation.
See, the whole base part, like the shaft and everything, brilliant. But what is the binky part at
the
top? The
binky part
is
just for fun.
No, there's nothing fun about that.
It's for the girlies.
It's not.
It's for the girlies and the gays, perhaps. We'll find out. I don't know. I haven't tried it, so I can't tell you for sure.
Me either. I just don't.
Next episode, everybody.
Probably need
a loop. Also, on the firmness guide on Bad Dragon, it says medium.
Well,
okay. Firmness.
So okay.
It's a dildo for the people.
So the edges.
And it's selling for $115 if anybody was interested.
All right.
No.
Sorry, Kirstie.
And
you
it
need
says
to
one
be quiet
size.
Now.
Okay.
Do you have something?
Hold on.
You have a bird fact? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. We got it. We need bird facts. Do you have a bird fact?
I don't. I'm sorry. I do have other things, but not bird facts.
Matt, do you want to make up a bird fact?
Do you have any kind
penguins
of science?
Penguins can fly.
I like that.
That's
all right.
Matt's bird opinion. They just choose not
actually,
to.
Actually, I do have a bird fact.
Do
it. Apparently.
Oh.
Hey, fucking never mind.
Wait, do you have a real bird fact?
Yeah, but I'm not going to share it because we had one.
Oh, you can save it for next week.
No, wait. Right, no, because Matt's do is wrong.
Do it.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Everyone wants to hear the real bird fact
now. Apparently, puffins, in the winter, their colorful beaks will go gray.
Oh, that's
do I know
scary.
Why? No, but I read that.
Interesting.
It's like
puffins'
that
beaks will go gray in the winter.
And Will Smith is gay.
Well, it's just like most of all the other Arctic animals that are a different color, and then once it's actually winter, then they turn white.
I think it's so fun that their beaks are like, it's a little cold. Great time.
What show were we watching?
They're sick.
This is one of those nature documentaries.
Our Life in Color.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a whole like episode on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That was really fucking...
No, just all the Arctic animals that literally completely change to whites from whatever color.
A rabbit in like the summer, then the same rabbit in the winter looks like different ass, and like a fox and like all the fucking bullshit around there.
A stoat.
So that the burbs can't see them running around in the snow.
Penguins are surveillance cameras.
What?
Penguins are surveillance cameras.
Penguins are?
Yeah.
Birds aren't real.
What are they surveilling?
Yeah. Polar bears.
Watch the ice
melt? Just everything.
Matt, penguins and polar bears are not on the...
I know.
same place. And
I've seen
I get
them both
that because
zoo.
You know,
yeah. They're definitely in the same place.
Dumbass.
No, they aren't.
They're both at the zoo. Yeah,
they're both downtown.
You guys are.
Well, not anymore.
You guys are.
That's right. That's right. They don't anymore.
We only have the penguins now.
Yeah.
The polar bear in Indianapolis.
Well, because why would you keep a polar bear in Indianapolis?
Well, you know, they kept it in a cold enclosure.
They're dying everywhere else. They might as well die here.
I guess
you can watch
anyway.
It. It's part of nature.
You know, they're like interbreeding with grizzly bears. Like,
yeah.
Good for her.
Or brown bears? I think brown bears are like the bigger of the...
Yes, brown bears are big.
Like,
yeah, black
bears
are little babies.
Kind of.
Like beige
their fur
bears.
Is like really weird.
Yeah.
Comes out like jelly.
Yeah.
Grizzlies are just an exceptionally large brown bear.
Are they going to be marbled?
There's a jelly fur situation.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
More like a blonde,
or would it just blend?
It's more like a blonde.
No, I want a golf clap for not saying a racist thing.
Golf clap. Well, now we can't. I didn't even think.
Wow. What?
Congrats, man.
Okay, Kurt.
Polar bear
hey,
and brown
who
bear.
Wants a topic?
Let's hear a topic.
Let's hear a topic.
Okay. I thought this up months ago.
Oh, shit.
Alrighty.
She's planned.
I've planned. I've been keeping them in a specific
What a great guest. I don't have to fucking do
well,
shit.
Well, okay. So the first time I visited, you said you need to have topics. And I said, I have zero. And so since then, I've been like, oh, I guess I need
I
to have
I did not demand this. Everybody thinks...
It's just a request.
I try to pass on.
I feel like you said you need to have talking points.
Keep bringing topics every time you come on.
Okay, yeah. We'll do
keep
it.
Doing that. Absolutely.
You know, every time you bring on topics.
Every guest that comes on, I say, bring a story or bring some talking points, usually.
Okay.
And then I
and
feel
I'm
like
it,
through telephone, like it gets more and more aggressive. Like, because Matt's
oh,
like,
Kurt,
Matt's usually.
That's just simply because I want to paint you as aggressive.
Oh,
paint.
Yeah, an aggressive racist, blah, blah, blah.
Kurt, she wants to
6 million.
Paint me like one of your French women.
One of your aggressive French women.
Naked and aggressive.
And mad. Mad about it.
I'll just throw a paint bucket at him.
That's all what right. The painting is.
Yeah.
Okay, that was beautiful. Let's hear
aggressively
topic.
Throwing a paint bucket.
Here we go. You guys, are you ready?
Yeah. Yes.
No, wait.
Do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't listen to Dan. He's not the host.
So this first one is called... and I'll go first. I'll give you an example. What is the worst food to bring to a party / a potluck?
That's what it's called. What's the game, though?
It's answering the question. So, worst food to bring to a party or potluck? I said meatloaf.
Yeah.
Because
I just
kind
of feel like, bitch,
one.
What the fuck are we doing? If I went to a party and somebody's like, I brought meatloaf, I'd be like, I'm not touching it.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. Mm-hmm. To...
Spam.
All right. So, spam is your answer?
Yeah.
Spam.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, how borderline does it have to be? Does it have to be something that you would still maybe see at a
no.
potluck?
What kind I mean, of like party? I guess, yeah. It's whatever, however you interpret the question.
Okay.
Answer it that way.
Because we had soup at a party once.
What kind of soup was it? Was
Matt,
it a party
soup?
What
did you have the last time?
I feel like if you bring like chicken tortilla soup
where?
Is fine for a potluck.
But like a chicken noodle is weird.
Chicken noodle is weird.
Oh.
That's a sick soup.
That was rabbit's cracked chicken.
Oh, cracked chicken soup
crack
is
chicken.
Fine.
At a party?
Yeah.
It was supposed to be a dip.
What about like a tomato soup?
Tomato soup is not cool. That's not good.
Welcome to my party. Have some tomato soup.
People think it's a dip and it's not.
Imagine saying like, hey guys, here's my contribution. Tomato soup.
Yeah, because like, who knows if it was homemade or if you just poured a bunch of Campbell's
well,
and
that,
you have like party-sized bowls and
right.
spoons.
But if you say I got chicken tortilla soup, like you can put shit in that. Like,
yeah,
you
can
dress
do, like,
it however
yeah,
you
sour
want.
Sour cream and green onions
yeah,
on the
exactly.
side. And shit.
They serve it like a punch bowl. Like they just
I don't know.
Cup.
I would not yeah, want soup at any party,
and that's totally valid too. I'm just saying, if somebody brought soup, there are party soups, and they're like. Bitch, what the fuck are you thinking?
I don't even think I would want soup at like a family gathering for the holidays. I'd be like, who the fuck is making soup?
And that's fair.
Here, Kersey, I'm sorry, I've got to give you a yellow card. We don't use valid. We're kind of not progressive on this podcast.
So. Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
I'm still
yeah,
going
so
to use it.
You, anytime you want to say valid, you should use like a slur of some sort.
Well, I won't do that, but I appreciate
wow.
your input.
I'm just letting you know how the podcast.
It was just a yellow card.
There's been something off, and there's no music. That's why.
Uh-oh,
why I was like,
no,
you're
just worried. It's fine.
No,
there's just nothing happening.
Okay.
So
do you
I can.
Music there?
Can I?
I don't have to.
It's fine.
Here, where is the music?
about this.
Thank you.
Can we not have that going?
What? That's what you want. It's mom.
I did not ask for this.
I thought you asked me for that.
Why did you have
somebody
that?
Somebody was going to say something to me. Was that you?
Nope.
Ryan?
It was Kurt, actually.
I'm all out of questions.
Kurt, what were you going to say?
I've got about a couple super... of things that are probably the worst things to bring to a potluck for some reason.
That's my question.
So both of these were kind of influenced by Matt.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Okay, do it.
So the first one was I was making meatballs, and I was trying to decide, like, okay, well, I should probably do barbecue sauce, and then we were talking about it, and you made me do marinara, and then you also brought spaghetti.
And you, oh, my God.
And so I had these meatballs and marinara sauce at the party, and they were doing fine, but Matt also had, like, three boxes of spaghetti.
That's my God.
Not boiled, by the way. Like, he was going to cook the spaghetti at the party.
He said, oh, you have to cook it yourself if you want spaghetti.
So you just brought a box of spaghetti noodles.
I don't remember this, honestly.
Yeah. You're doing, like, meatballs and frilly pigs.
No, he didn't do it. He chickened out at the last second. And
really?
Yeah.
It would have been better if he did.
That's amazing. Yeah,
and
that's bad.
Yeah, they were homemade, like, meatballs, like the ones I make.
Yeah, the ones you just eat with a toothpick at a party.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I think
Matt wanted to make it
dinner.
We
all know the party meatball.
And then,
yeah.
Because I was like, I want to be lazy and just do, like, my barbecue sauce mix. And he's like, no, we should go the extra mile. And we cooked the marinara sauce ourselves, like, from scratch.
Incredible.
Nice.
Which
it was delicious. I think I remember this.
They were tasty. It's just nobody wants spaghetti at a cocktail party. Second thing,
like, it's very much a two-handed food.
Yeah. The second thing was all my fault, but Matt agreed to it.
Oh, no.
So it's my fault.
Partially. I guess people were not hyped on roast beef wrapped around green onions with cream cheese.
Oh, dude,
what
it's so delicious.
Fuck?
Yeah,
you and I were the
this
only people.
Did you, okay, here's my question.
No.
Yeah.
Roast beef wrapped around green onions and cream cheese, did you cut them into slices?
Like pinwheels?
We literally just had stalks of...
So that's your trouble. That's your trouble. If you would have wrapped it and cut it into slices with toothpicks...
But it has a handle. Like, you don't eat the
white
part.
You wrapped it around the whole green onion
stalk?
What's
the handle?
He wants to eat it like a Slim Jim.
You didn't cut the green onion?
No.
No, yeah, we did cut the green onion.
No, we
cut
it.
What's the handle?
The handle is the white part.
Of the onion?
What's the white part?
The green onion.
The bottom of the onion. The bulb.
No!
So you're supposed to, like, chop down to there and then throw it away?
Huh? Yeah, you, like, eat it however long you want it.
Here's
and then
the thing.
You throw that
if
away.
You would have
so
done a
gross.
Toothpick situation, it would have been fine. Because that is a finger food.
Yeah.
But you didn't finger food it.
I was on board until you said
I mean, he technically finger fooded it.
He brought something that only he got to eat.
It was delicious.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, he brought his own food.
So me and Matt,
oh, Matt
did
said,
this
I'm bringing food to the
Yeah, they said bring food to
me.
This, and he brought his own meal.
It was really tasty. Nobody else liked it, and you and I just smashed them.
Yeah, we sure did.
Wow.
Shit harden it the next day
but,
well, <yeah. laughs>
because you were smashing cream cheese
but I did
like
this based off of what my mom did and she would just use the whole stock and she wouldn't cut it
because Courtney was going to do that David's girlfriend was going to do that the other night for a Christmas
we did not
thing.
Leave the bulbs on by the way
oh, so someone else is going to do it
but the thing is that you cut it into slices and you put toothpicks it's like a finger food you pick it up
you make pinwheels
But apparently,
no,
pinwheel is
not
different. That situation.
No,
this is just a wrap. It's wrapped.
It's wrapped around it.
It's a wrap.
So
yes.
it's
not a pinwheel.
It's just a wrap.
Why not?
I guess you could call
smear
it
some
slice this way.
Look, you smear.
No.
You smear cream cheese on the roast beef. You put the
you
the
roll
stock
it up.
In,
it's a
roll it.
Up. That's not a pinwheel.
Yeah, it's like a fruit roll.
So then how are you saying to cut it? Why wouldn't you just?
No, she's saying to put it into more manageable slices.
Yeah.
Like so, you would
bite size.
So it would be
instead
like
of holding a little stick.
Yeah. Yes,
that's what I did.
And that's wrong. And that's wrong for a party. That's all I'm saying.
So I ate them,
and you did. And that is the food that you brought congrats, for you man. To eat at the function.
Sure did.
He's like, I'm gonna eat five. Why not just have one?
Right.
Five.
We
size.
Made like a pyramid of these.
Yeah, we had
perfect.
Like a good 20 to 30.
A long pyramid.
It was it was a long
it was
pyramid,
a
and they were. Piled up high.
You made that many?
Yeah.
Yes. Amazing. Matt bought like 2 pounds of roast beef.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
we went and we bought the stuff.
Did you guys ate all of it?
Just, I mean, yeah. within a couple days, because yeah. no one else oh, ate
okay.
them.
I thought you meant like at the party.
It's because
like,
they weren't bite-sized.
Well,
if you would have bite-sized it, they would have eaten it.
Hey, maybe, yes, but good. There was also like brisket and like pulled Curtis, pork and everything should, there.
What party was this? This was this like a rabbit party?
Barbecue.
Yeah, it's a lot of meat.
4th of July, I'm pretty
was
sure.
It
oh,
rabbit?
It's a rabbit
yeah.
thing.
Okay, well, then that makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
they're eating the other stuff.
Don't
like, I don't
vegetables.
Fucking want that. I want the
despite
pulled pork
being yeah. yeah.
that I came here for.
Yeah. You guys, this roast beef green onion wrap, though.
Gross.
They are really tasty. I like
it. I would have
beef?
A couple.
It does sound good.
It's tasty, really dumb, and too, my mom did a few times for, like, my birthday and I think my graduation like party huh. and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. This could be good. But I think if we had arrived there a little bit earlier before all the other food was cooked, maybe like people would have been more into it. But yeah, so don't do that for a party.
No, that was
or potluck.
A good addition.
Yeah.
It doesn't go well.
I guess not.
Let's make them bite size quotation marks next time, and see if anyone eats them. And then if they don't, we have
a bunch of roast beef and green onion.
I think it'll
we
work
had a
out
great time. we were eating them while we were like making them. So
oh my god,
well, you should.
And
bring
we also
so you
got
took about half of what okay. you had initially.
All of them,
yeah, there was probably about a
what? You'll eat them?
Yes.
Yeah, that's gluten free.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay.
It's a good
is it time
snack.
For me to go to the bathroom? Is that what the music's telling me?
In about a 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say white rice.
White rice is not a great like thing to bring to the
yeah, rice is not
like
a good potluck food.
Very
yeah.
good.
It go
good,
bad
Dan.
Pretty quick, too.
Yeah.
Start getting hard.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy potlucks very much in general because I don't trust other people's cooking.
Yeah.
Or how they've prepared it.
I'll look. I can tell by the visuals.
I also don't like when people are like, my kids help me make this. I'm not eating
ew,
it.
Ew, the nasty hands in the food? No. Mm-mm.
Taylor aggressively pointed at.
Yeah, because.
Did like an aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kid hands.
I don't
horrible.
Know where your kids' hands have been.
I don't know where their mouths have been. They always get real close to the fucking food cough. When they make it. I know. The way they cough is horrible and the tongue is out.
How? Why is it always
I know.
Out?
It's like, it's disgusting.
Girl, huh? Put that shit back
dude,
in.
Dude, it's awful. Kids are all coughing, too.
I think you guys are inherently distrustful and judgmental about other people's like food.
Yes, I am.
Absolutely.
Because I've gotten sick.
I got COVID.
Yeah, you guys are getting sick regardless.
Yeah, it's,
you guys are both. Yeah, I know Taylor's sick all the time. Anyways.
I am, so I don't want to eat other people's cooking unless I know who made it. Like, if I'm going to a potluck and there's some product, like someone there that I don't know,
take
and they
the
bring stuff.
One thing about me is I'm washing my hands religiously. I can't touch same. A thing and not at least rinse. I have to
right?
can't.
Or put a bunch of hand sanitizer on.
Exactly. I need.
Just put hand sanitizer in the food and then you're good.
Say it.
Yummy.
Yeah, there you go. That's clean.
Ooh.
That's clean.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
really weird
clean.
Because
in
Matt, like, washes his hands in the toilet bowl.
I'll put Everclear in it.
Yum.
He's like,
well,
piss a sterile,
that'll do
that's
it
fine.
Too.
Yeah, you could bring a punch bowl of Everclear soup.
I'm glad everybody ignored
that. It's just the warmed Everclear.
Wow.
Does that sound pretty good?
That's the worst thing I think you could bring to like a
with the bowls.
There's
and
like no other Everclear? Booze, so people are like taking like micro shots of warm Everclear. That's like
God.
The worst party ever.
I have a story from a sorority.
It'll end up being the worst party ever.
Shot.
It's not very fun. It's just that she did shots of Everclear and had never drank before and also didn't know what Everclear
oh.
was.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yum.
She didn't know. She's like, oh. Liquor?
Did she know who she was the next day?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think
she
so.
Didn't wake
yeah,
up.
She was sleeping on the toilet. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Who let her
sounds
do
like
that?
Hurts first.
An upperclassman.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
good,
the first
good.
Time I
gotta
got
learn
there.
Some way.
Yeah.
Hey, you ended up in the hospital.
When?
You got fucking alcohol poisoning.
That wasn't
the first time
not,
you got
not,
drunk?
Not
yeah,
the first
at
time.
Austin's party.
No, that wasn't the first time.
All right.
It was A time.
That was in Dan's garage that I got that.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Nice. I got covered in pizza boxes when I did Everclear.
Yeah. That was amazing.
And I was so mad because
sometimes
I woke up.
Sometimes you have to sleep in a pizza box.
I woke up really hungry for pizza. And they were all on pizza.
You know that it's podcast.
Oh. All right. Welcome back to the second half of the podcast. We never figured out exactly what we were going to do, but Hey, let's roll the fucking dice.
Okay, we're live.
But before we get into that, once again, we've got Dan on the podcast.
That's me.
We got Matthew Harding.
Hey.
We got Ryan Pluck.
Hello.
We got Taylor.
Hello.
Hello, Poppy. Lovely. And we've got special guest, Kirsty.
Somehow I'm back.
Yeah, you gave us a great topic that took up the entire episode. Hold on to the rest of them, I guess, because it's like, and just keep coming here. Because
gas station sushi was going to be my item.
Sorry?
Gas what? Station sushi.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Oof. I fucking hate this.
Hey, what?
I like the third
one. Talking breads.
I feel like that light is flickering more now because I'm seeing it in my peripheral vision and it's driving me
crazy. Okay, I've been noticing that and I wasn't sure if I was crazy. I didn't know if this was a gaslight situation.
Yeah, what are you guys talking about? It's not flickering.
Do you guys want to describe the situation on the podcast land because nobody can see the lights?
It's like pulsating.
Yeah, I know. We have like straight up white lights. We're in like a dentist's office.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Like a dentist's office.
So bright my head hurts.
We're in a hospital.
Right.
But it's like a dentist's office, kind of.
Just as like a dentist is a
doctor.
Wait,
this man
like
just guzzled that Moscato. Indeed.
Yeah, but they're different.
It's like 9%.
They're just similar.
I know, but it's so sweet. I can't drink Moscato anymore.
I can drink Moscato, but I don't think I could drink that giant barefoot bottle of it.
Yeah, how full was that when you got here?
It was three quarters.
One of those half-gallon barefoot
bottles? You know, he's not done too much.
Right, that's not too bad.
Mm. Yeah.
He's pretty well looped.
That's about a Foster's amount.
I've drank an entire
what you hope for.
One of those at D&D before.
Yeah. How'd you guys like that at D&D?
I was probably more coherent than
I don't think I was like part of the group when that happened.
Oh.
Yeah, I drank it.
When what happened?
Kurt drank one of those at D&D.
A whole thing.
That was normal.
Nathan's like, he just drank that whole bottle and like Brad's like, yeah, he could probably do another half of one.
He's celebrating.
Oh yeah, I was there.
D&D.
Wow.
No, I think I just like because I used to drink Moscato all the time, and now it's just like the really sugary wines fuck me up. I can't do sugary like sweet stuff anymore.
Well, I used to drink sangria, which is like Coke.
Yummy.
Yeah. Sweet wines.
I can't drink sangria and not cry. That's what I found out.
Oh, because you get emotional
time.
Drunk from it?
What?
Yeah.
That's
every single time. I don't know if it's the sugar. Like, what is it?
Sugar makes
sangria?
You sad?
Well, it's because you're putting on sangria and watching Up.
No. I'm just at parties.
Watching up.
Yeah.
You're right. I forgot about that part.
Well, it's because of the wine.
Yeah.
I don't, I've told the story several times before, but I don't order sangria when I'm out.
Not anymore.
You know, order sangria?
Well,
because the comedy club thing.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. What?
Listen to that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taylor, you got to listen to all of the episodes and you'll hear that story.
Yeah.
And
you need to
listener.
Catch up on the lore.
And then you can come back on the next episode and tell us which episode it is for the listener.
I was,
The lore?
I'm going to give a really short thing. I went to a comedy club opening and the guy was roasting everybody. I ordered a sangria and it was the gayest drink probably ever. That I could have ordered, and I was also wearing.
What all was in the cup?
Lots of fruit. Like, there was not just one slice of something, it was multiple slices.
Like a fucking like beach resort type.
Yes.
Drink.
And the waitress gave me a weird look when I ordered it, too.
That's so
I should have been probably.
She said, you want the one with the orange slice on the rim?
I had no clue. I wanted a glass of wine because I like sangria, and then.
Because it's good. Wait, what were you wearing? You said you were about
to
describe what you were wearing also.
I was wearing a very pink, like, Hawaiian shirt, too.
God damn it.
But what was everybody else wearing?
They were all dressed up.
Oh, shit.
This was the opening of this comedy club.
Sir, this isn't Miami. I don't know where you think you are.
So I went in there with basketball shorts and a fucking pink
Hawaiian shirt. Oh, my God.
In order to
basketball shirts
drink.
And a Hawaiian... Basketball shorts and a Hawaiian shirt
Barry
is
Adam
so,
Sandler.
Like, Miami gay.
And
Miami
Spooge was like,
gay.
You're going to the club like this? And I'm like, yeah, you, it's like
you
free
said,
tickets.
I'm sorry, this is a club?
Well, and I guess I didn't realize opening night was going to be that special for them. But I was very self-conscious because the comedian started roasting everybody immediately. I'm like, oh my God, I've got a...
Oh my God, yeah,
do you guys
were
know
a target.
About me and Matt's comedy experience?
Oh man. Yeah.
When I took him to a comedy show.
Matt, you sound upset.
Yeah, I was.
I want to hear both of your perspectives of the story.
You go ahead, Kirsten.
So I have a friend that I knew in college, and she was doing a like local comedy show.
Mike Wazowski.
Yes.
What?
Okay, no, that sounds really bad.
I know. Well, she made the joke.
What if she ever hears it? Yeah, I guess
she made
true.
The joke. Yeah,
she did. She made a joke that she's shaped like Mike Wazowski.
I know this comedian.
Shannon Rostin?
I don't know. I think she was at Black Circle once.
Maybe. She's all over the place.
I used to go there once a week.
So she and I were friends in college, and I told her at one point, like, hey, I'm coming back to Indy. And she's like, oh my God, I have a show if you want to come by. And I was like, that sounds great, because I hadn't seen her in forever. And I think she like comped our tickets.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure she did. She was like, yeah, come by, like, let them know your name and I'll get you in. And I can't remember where it was, but it's like a pretty nice place. It was like kind of a cafe sort of vibe, but they had wine and sweets. I don't know. So we go, but I didn't know where we would be seated. She didn't like tell us.
Set us right in the fucking front.
Right in the nice. Very
yeah,
front.
She gave you free tickets and she knows you. She wants to roast you.
Yeah.
We said, yeah. I could touch the comedian.
We like, could touch him.
Yeah.
And okay. Also, it was hard to hear because like the sound speaker was set up so that like it was supposed to be projecting to the back. So yeah. Like hearing them.
Oh yeah.
Was to, like, hard.
Listen.
I'm
to
pretty
voice.
Sure I've heard the like, story before.
Yeah, this is, you probably have.
This is pretty funny.
So, me and Matt go, and she's not the first. I think she was the headliner technically, and like the host. So she was introducing everybody.
Guess who comes on first?
Who comes on first?
A bald guy.
Brother.
I think you've told me about this.
Yep. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you're fine.
I don't know if I know it.
So like the first guy is a bald guy. And one of the first things that he says is he's like, ah, good to see another bald guy in the crowd.
Like, and, thanks.
Yeah. And so he starts making bald jokes and then always referring back to Matt, like, you get it, right?
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He's doing crowd work.
Yeah. The second guy is a black guy. I'm pretty sure, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And
hold on a second, please. African American. We are 2023.
I'll bleep out
podcast.
Both those.
Yeah.
Black isn't a bad word.
No, it's not at all. He's being facetious.
Yeah.
Continue.
No, I know.
Okay.
I just am also reiterating. No. But he's like a black guy, and of course, because Matt's right there, he's like, this guy looks like a fucking cop.
Yep.
Oh no.
So he's talking about how Matt looks like a cop, yeah. And then
he's
he
like,
says,
am I allowed wrong. To make these jokes that I'm about to, are you a cop? Because he makes a couple like weed jokes.
He makes
weed
jokes,
well,
yeah.
If you
very,
ask
like,
a cop, they have to tell
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Right.
That's certainly.
Very funny weed jokes. And he's like, I don't know if I should be making this. Are you a cop? And Matt's like, no. And he's like, okay, good. And then he starts asking Matt, like, I don't remember what was next. I know that there was like the.
He asked me, do you ever drink a Red Bull before you have sex?
Yeah.
And I did not understand.
Yeah, because
it
we were so
times.
Close, like he couldn't hear what he was saying. And so Matt's looking at me like, what? What?
I look over to Kirstie. I was
sex?
Like, no, I look at her. And I ask him. I ask
also,
her,
by this point, Matt and I had not had sex.
Yeah. I ask her, what did he say? And she like reiterates it. And I was like, oh no, I drink a Bang.
Right. And so he makes like a joke about that. He's like, oh, you're ready then, or like something like that.
God damn it, I got picked on so much.
Yeah, he kept getting called out. He got called a cop. He didn't love that. But yeah, then my
nobody
friend
would
went
love
on
that.
Yeah, exactly,
except a cop.
Yeah,
probably.
I don't know, I feel like even cops now are like, I shouldn't look like a cop.
I feel like they're still pretty proud to be
yeah but
cops.
I also don't picture a cop going to a fucking comedy show either.
That's true, especially when like the people there are queer and like not people of color.
Yeah,
but yeah, that was the
thank
whole
thing. Thank
you very
much for using people of color. That's what
got it. I just Kurt's wanted to be all inclusive.
My God,
I've changed Kurt. But no, it was a fun show. But yeah, he got called out like two or three times. I feel like there was a third time, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
A comedy show. There,
I repressed
third
it.
Time
because we were right there, like. And my friend, I felt so bad because like her jokes were funny, but people weren't laughing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought they were funny. But
the setting was really weird. Moment. It was like a pastry shop.
Well,
like
everybody else there looked like rich white people. And I was like, what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. Like this was an event for like comedy specifically. And they were like,
People are making jokes?
She should have made more jokes about her private debt.
Her private debt. Yeah, exactly. Wow. Yeah.
About I kind of like
going to Jeffrey Epstein's island and all that.
Yeah, it's the rich airline jokes.
Yeah, that's very funny. I like how...
that's what I like to hear. When I used to do comedy, that's what I heard in the crowd. Yeah, that's funny.
I like my comedy club story with me being really nervous about getting picked on and then masses like he actually did.
Yeah, because then at yours, didn't you end up not getting picked on the whole
time? Oh, where you drank the sangria you never got picked on?
No one said shit.
I chugged the sangria and then I ordered two Guinnesses like to try and... blend in.
Get you a man who could do both.
And a cigar.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I need... Because... the waitress came back up, do you want a refill? And I'm like, no, I will take two Guinnesses.
How the fuck, though, does a comedian look at the crowd, scan all these people, and not see the one person in a Hawaiian shirt and fucking basketball shorts?
He's like, I'm going to say something about this guy,
regardless
and I'm going
to get blackballed. Yeah,
who said it earlier, the Adam Sandler fit?
Oh, yeah, that was me.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, because they were working the crowd and picking on other people. I guess they're like, maybe this guy's like the...
They said, oh, maybe he
of like
has
the
special
club
needs.
Owner or something like that.
Right.
Nobody would show up
looking
this
terrible. Something's weird about how relaxed he is.
Yeah.
This man is too confident. He's not going to be bothered.
My God.
Oh, yeah. I was like sweating.
What are you wearing? This.
I didn't think about it.
I have a bar experience I can tell you guys.
Yeah.
So there was one time when I was at a bar with my best friend. This was last year. And he was talking. So it was her to my left, me, and then this guy and like his friend to our right. And he's like talking over me to my friend and like, I'm going to buy you a drink. And I'm like, first of all, that's leaning fine. Back, I'm like, okay, yeah. I'm loving this so much. I'm loving that I'm not here. But then he and I get to talking after that because, like, he gets the vibe from her that she's not going to fuck.
Yeah.
And like, which is interesting because, like,
next to me.
Which is interesting because he also then, like, later mentioned a girlfriend. I'm like, so what was the game? What exactly was the game here?
Being but a
he
fuck boy.
Turned to me at one point and he was like, have you ever been in a musical? And I was like, I have actually. Why do you ask? And he's like, you look like a theater kid.
For the listener.
Yes.
Damn. Yeah.
And I was like,
sorry, Kirstie.
Yeah.
And I was
you
like,
you can't beat those allegations.
Especially when they're true.
I was like,
can't be surprised.
I was like, you're right, but I feel a little bit offended right now. And he's like, oh, I've done theater too. It's not a big deal. But I was like, you're kind of being a bitch to me right now. And also, you're talking over me to my friend to buy her a drink. So I was a little bit offended, but I got called a theater kid, and that's probably the lowest point of my life, if I'm being honest. Oh. And I've been in an abusive relationship.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kirstie. It's all right.
It's okay. I'm going to do more musicals. Don't even worry about it.
Nice.
Out of spite?
No, out of the love for the craft.
Out of the love of yeah, not because some douchebag was like, you look like a theater kid. I'm sorry, but he's right. Like, that's not a good pickup line.
But, no, but, like, I guess that the thing that I thought of was, like, what about me, like, told him theater kid? And how can I change that? Because I don't really want to come off as a theater kid. Because, like, when I think of theater kids, I think of, like, the kind of people that I want to...
You're going to turn this into a roast.
Actually... Go ahead.
Stop writing a novel, first off. You're already kind of...
And that's coming out in spring of 2024.
Like, it changes your, like, physiology when you start, like, writing.
Actually, if you guys want to roast me, go ahead. Tell me what makes me a theater kid.
Well,
I'm
saying it's, like, H.P. Lovecraft, where, like, Inn's mouth. No, I'm not going to talk about this guy. Inn's mouth where they're like frog people that like there's just like theater kid.
Oh my God.
I'm completely joking. I don't like when I think of theater kid, I think of like a flamboyant
Well,
guy.
Because the fun thing was, I was a band kid. I was in the color guard.
Right.
And one of my friends recently, she told me, she's like, oh, the color guard was sluts. And I was like, you're right. Not me at the time, but like all the others. later. It took a while. I didn't have sex till I was 18, so consensually.
Just as God intended, I think. I haven't read the
Bible.
Just
to say.
Man, I feel like such a fucking hoe sitting here and listening to people being like, I didn't have sex till I was 18.
Well,
like, wow.
I was 15.
I was 14.
I said consensually.
Winner.
So. Oh, okay.
Oh, fun.
Roasted.
Yes.
Perfect.
And you want me to take it out of the episode.
It's moments
Dan,
like
you know what? There's a reason you're the audio engineer.
I've done so much therapy, I can joke about it. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
You can, but we're going to talk about NASA cat girls here.
Okay, do it.
I would love to. I would love nothing more than talking about NASA cat girls right now.
Actually, Taylor, you know what?
Yes.
I feel like you don't get enough of the limelight here. Could you just read this headline real quick?
Absolutely. Gay furry hackers breach nuclear lab, demand it create cat girls.
That sounds about right.
Cool. And underneath it, the caption says, that's enough internet for today.
Yeah.
Not my doing. Luke has been slacking in Argentina, obviously. I'm very upset that.
Did you say gay furry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gay furry hackers.
I know how to read. Gay did you furry. Not hear
yeah,
me?
But why do they want cat
she
girls?
She said, you thought
are
I couldn't not, read.
Are they bi furry hackers?
Dan, you want to.
They're gay.
Take
just as gay.
Gay. Yeah, go ahead and take over. Like, you can skip around.
Okay. Idaho National
He's gonna
Laboratory,
change the
title one
of
the largest
crazy.
Nuclear labs in the U.S., confirmed this week that it has been hacked. The group behind the data breach was self-described as gay furry hackers. That's what they went by. See security.
Anonymous has rebranded.
The demand of the INL puts effort into resources into creating real life cat girls. They probably aren't being serious, but they did hack into a huge nuclear lab, so who knows?
What the fuck?
So that's pretty much the meat and potatoes of like the story.
Sorry, I'm looking for any tidbits.
any poll quotes.
Includes people's full names, birthdays, email, and home addresses of all the employees.
Addresses.
Addresses. What? Phone numbers, social security
home
numbers, employment information.
Asses.
Whoa, so
like
much
asses.
Crunchy data, colon 3,
crunchy
Siege
data.
Secro on their Telegram
Did you really
account.
Have to put the colon 3
yes.
part,
they,
the little
they,
smiley face?
They put that.
The anime smiley?
Love it.
Yeah.
So much crunchy data.
I love the
data.
Details. I need crunchy. The details.
Frequently demand a ransom
yeah, what was their username?
When they do something like this, but they're trying to make a deal. If they research creating IRL cat girls, we'll take down this post. That their ransom is making the cat girls.
So wait, wow.
Wait. That's what they want.
In real life, cat girls.
Yes.
So like,
I
can touch
high school.
Cat girl, right?
Yeah, you yeah, can, no, they want real want. Ones.
Yeah, they don't
not
want
like,
girls that act like cats. They
yeah,
want
yeah, yeah, yeah.
women growing fur.
Okay.
I knew a cat girl.
That's
high
disgusting.
School.
That's
can weird.
Yeah,
that
it's going to look like the
well,
cats
but is she a real cat girl?
Yeah.
No.
No, she yeah, just meows and all that.
It's gonna look like
stuff.
What
yeah.
Hermione
yeah.
did when she
so,
accidentally drank the polyjuice
yeah.
potion with the cat
yeah,
hair.
That's what they want.
I have yep. a fun story about this cat girl from my high school.
Oh okay. no.
Her name is Redacted.
Nice.
That's
a
cool
weird
name.
I know, yeah. right? And she uploaded this video to Facebook of her meowing and like licking her paws.
What?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of cringe. And she got bullied to hell for that, obviously.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Well, because, yeah.
And unfortunately,
then,
but
yeah.
it makes sense.
Yeah. And she, senior year of high school, like, I wasn't going to go to senior prom. And she, also, she's gay, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, what if I buy you a ticket to prom? Would you go? And I was like, yes. And I entirely went with somebody else.
Oh, my
oh.
God.
Oh. Was she there?
Yeah. And I didn't talk to her
like,
a single
hey.
Time.
There's no eye contact?
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't think so.
Oh,
and I went with...
Wait, did she actually buy you the ticket?
She did. Because I was like, I'm not going. She's like, if I buy your ticket, will you go? And I was like, yeah. And then...
And,
I,
that
and that's not that I was
else?
Like avoiding her. She never came and talked to me.
Well, yeah, because you didn't go with her.
Yeah, you did go
that's
with someone
true, but she also didn't
down.
Ask me. She didn't say, no. will you go to prom with me? She said, if I buy you a ticket, will you go? I said, yeah, sure.
Oh.
See,
and I was
Dan,
like, okay.
this is your Findom thing.
And then
like,
I can show you a picture.
It is,
like,
it is.
My friends joked, this is another fun story. The guy that I ended up going with was a friend of my boyfriend at the time.
What?
And
okay.
Yeah, senior year of high school. Because my boyfriend at the time was not going. He was like, I am not going to prom. And I was like,
that's
cool,
fucking
fine.
Lame.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. he was very introverted. He didn't want to do stuff. But his friend, he told me, he's like, hey, I think Emmanuel wants to go with you. And I was like, okay, cool. And he's like, I think he's going to ask you at lunch. I was like, all right, cool, whatever. Are you cool with that? And he's like, yeah, I don't care. So we go to lunch and the thing that he says to me is he's like, hey, Nikki. So in high school, I went by Nikki because people couldn't get Kirsty, right? And Nicole is my middle name.
Dan.
Krusty.
Kirsty. Right. Don't even worry because David on one of my Christmas presents this year wrote Kirsty.
Your brother.
Was he drunk?
On purpose. Because of the group chat. Okay. Yes, because of the group
That's
chat.
That's so funny.
Like, how do you like auto-correct?
But he even spelled it wronger than that. He put a Y instead of an I.
Oh my God.
But yeah.
He wants all the variation.
Exactly.
I mean, my dad still calls me Kyle and Kyle Kurt.
Well, that's like, that's just
my mom does that with me
though.
And my sister.
Yeah. My mom called me David every once in a while, and it was not because I was David, obviously.
I've been called the dog's name.
Yeah.
I go and visit my mom and she'll be like Juniper and I'm like
pretty
that's
sure
not
that I got
me.
Called Shelly a couple times. Like it's
right.
It's
it
understandable.
Happens.
They yell it Poor and parents. They're like, it's just I have to yell something and that's the thing on the mind.
What I see.
Yeah. But yeah, so this guy Emmanuel, we're all sitting at our lunch table and he says, hey Nikki, will you go alone with me? To prom
alone?
Yeah, that's a little.
And
gross.
We and it was like a moment of silence, and I just like turned to him and I was like, "Do you want to try again?" And like everybody started laughing, and then he's like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah," and then he's like, "Do you want to go to prom with me?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'll go to prom with you," but I was like, "That is the fucking weirdest way."
Did it, was well, this after the year that you the cat girl?
No, this was the same year.
It was the same year.
So this is the guy I ended up going to prom with that year. My ticket was bought by her.
Okay.
But then a different person asked me. And
what a time.
People found it very funny that we were complete opposites because I'm very short and I'm very pale. And this man was tall as shit and dark as hell.
Black.
Very dark, yeah. No, and he was like a very beautiful man.
Because I was
who wanted to go to prom with you
yeah,
alone?
Exactly, alone.
Hold on, a tall, black, very beautiful man.
Yeah.
Was it three stacks?
What is that?
What
mean?
Is that? Yeah,
that's Andre 3000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, darker.
Oh, okay.
Darker man. He was from
less triangular
Somalia,
face.
I believe.
He hasn't been unlocked in the video game.
Oh shit.
What,
did he have like a swarthy like pirate thing to him?
No, he just was a regular guy.
Wow.
No, he was a very sweet guy.
I haven't been racist.
Kurt, do you want swarthy to be an adjective used for you?
Swarthy? Yeah.
I think he wishes that, yeah.
If somebody described me as a swarthy fellow,
it was
a swashbuckler.
We had one dance together. We had one dance together at senior prom and it was like, me reaching up to his shoulders and he and I think we both at the time we were dancing together, we were like, this is kind of weird, right? Like, this is not fitting. And it was kind of funny because we both were just like, this is not working. And I just appreciated that, like, he also was on that same wavelength. But we have a picture together. He was very kind. I really actually liked going to prom with him, but.
Well, that's good.
Probably
yeah.
A vertical
well,
picture.
Once they're taken off the pirate boats, the Somalians are generally pretty
calm.
Oh,
yeah, pretty
oh
relaxed.
All right.
God.
All right.
Yeah, you also, I think you have to drop off your weapons at the door.
He was being so good for a while, and then you just
And then
lost
we got to
it.
The end of the episode, and he said, I haven't been racist the entire time. Now's the time, I guess.
I'm complimenting.
Curtis.
Yes.
That is
it,
not
is NASA going to make cat girls?
I think they're going to arrest
that's
every
what we need
one
to
of those people that sent,
if they like, can find him.
No, I'm pretty sure. So there's
they
this thing with hackers where if they fuck around
yeah, they
enough,
they
find out. Like the NSA, like hacking a nuclear lab.
Yeah,
is like no. So all of them
yeah,
are going
fucked.
To gay furry jail. So
you're either
for, they're gonna get
is
exactly
there a gay
what they,
furry jail?
Yes, exactly.
I
federal
go.
Prison.
They're probably excited about it.
They're either gonna go to prison or get hired. Probably.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's going to be like an Edward
they
Snowden
might do both. They might
situation.
Go to prison for a little bit and then the government will be like
a probation.
Yeah, like catch me if you
they're
can.
They're going to hire them and
yes.
then they're going to be like, "Oh
yeah.
my god, you did
basically.
Illegal stuff." And it's like, "Baby, you told me to do illegal stuff." What?
Except they're in a fursuit. Like,
oh my god, they're like, one exception for me to take this job opportunity, I get to wear this the whole time.
Like, I'm not even gonna lie to
you. You know, we're thinking about hiring you instead of their tail starts wagging.
Ew, ew, god.
So I had like a...
What a terrible vision.
I knew a furry.
Uh-huh.
And she let me try on her...
Was
paws.
This also at school? Because what the fuck people were you going to school with?
No, it was not at school. It was my... Tennessee.
She was hanging out with the Yu-Gi-Oh card kids. Yeah. Like, that's...
It was my ex, his roommate's girlfriend was a furry. And she did furry art. And it was very good furry art. I'll give her that. She made
Curtis,
a lot of money doing it.
Bunch of money.
Yeah, Kurt, you should start doing
furry art. I
fucking
could, and I could also sell my ass on the street. Probably.
Kurt, if you want
But you couldn't make as much money.
Furry art.
Sell out.
That just sounds
sell
so...
out, babe.
Yeah,
but
you could do
she,
it.
She had like a fursuit.
I don't want to do it.
You could, though.
I know, but I won't.
There's lots of money.
You'd still be working
says.
With animals.
Well.
Fuck. Hard
let
pass.
Kirstie, let Kirstie go on.
Kirstie, sorry.
Fuck off.
She let me try on her, like, paws. And
did you feel like
did you do paw powerful? Things?
I was like, this is kind of sick. I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of sick.
Just
I get
the paws,
it.
Or like, did you put anything in your body?
I had the paws. I just had the paws and the like the ears. Yeah. And I don't think it was even like a full mask. I think it was just the ears.
Were they like more like gloves or more like a mascot?
It was gloves.
Kinda?
It was like gloves and like a headband essentially.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? Kind of get it. Because also, when I was a kid, I would...
Oh, no.
All right,
I'm learning so much here.
Hold on a second.
I've told you this.
I know. Matt, don't buy her any more Kigurumis. I promise you, shock therapy can fix this. Like, this is not a permanent thing.
Yeah, buy her a human suit.
Don't worry, my parents planned about that when I came out as queer. Mm. They were like, should we? Should we send her off, or damn. Are we going to love her?
Jesus.
This is why only one parent knows
David?
About me.
Never mind. I we'll let him.
The way that I came out to my parents, and they're like, we still love you. And then every time I see my dad, he's like, the gays. And I'm like, do you remember what happened 2 years ago? It's so fun. But no, I tried on the halfie. And
the halfy?
Yeah, the halfy.
That sounds like maybe Matt right now.
Is that the paws and the ears?
No.
Oh.
I like to call
it's like
it that.
Less than half to me, but I don't know.
Chub.
Yeah. The chub. That's the chub for suit.
Half that. Yeah, no, there's a lot of red flags here. Theater kid, writing a novel. Furry.
Oh, I'm a big problem. I'm a huge problem. I'm also an Aries, so it's like a big red flag. She said this whole time I hated you.
So that's why
I couldn't
she wants
figure
to be
out
a
why.
Cat.
That's not why she wants to be a cat. It just
everybody wants to be a cat.
Yeah,
because
everybody wants.
Because the best song.
My chart is a mess. If you know charts, I'm a Aries Sun, Cancer Moon, Gemini Rise. Or sorry, Aries Sun, Gemini Moon, Cancer Rising. Sorry, I hate it. I know it's
a
mess.
Oh no, a Gemini Moon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a water. Monkey.
Rest in peace.
I know.
I'm the year of the cock.
I tell that to people, and they're like, "Oh, wow, that's so fun."
I'm a Leo
like,
Moon,
I know.
Though.
Yeah.
Chinese zodiac. I am born
water
in the
buffalo, you said?
No. Born in the year of the monkey and due to the cycle water element affiliated.
You're a water monkey.
Oh my God,
I'm a dog
steel bull, I believe. I'm a big dog.
I don't know what I am for Chinese.
Oh really?
Gay.
I only know because it was on a menu at China Garden, and
yes!
I was like, fuck
yes!
Yeah.
I didn't find out about the different like elements though with until like last year.
Oh, see,
animal?
I don't know what element I am. I just know I'm a dog.
I'm like a big dog because I'm like
yeah. But what's
super...
your zodiac sign?
Yeah, pet that dog.
Chinese zodiac.
Yeah, pet that dog.
A dog.
Can I?
Oh, I love the dog.
You're my year, right?
Also a dog. Is
yeah,
your
I'm
zodiac.
A dog.
Yeah, but what's your Chinese?
You're
zodiac?
A cock, dude.
Oh my God, I hate you. Get away.
Yeah, the men are bitches, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey,
what?
You're the year of the cock.
I am?
Yeah.
Why?
You're 93, right?
That's 93 is the year of the cock?
Yeah.
That's why Matt
that
gets all
sense.
The cock stuff.
I have a whole bunch of cock stuff. That was cute.
Thanks.
We may not be on the same couch together, but...
Yeah, I know.
But we look at each other sometimes.
I'm a silly
we do sometimes.
Oh, yeah? You like
love
monkeying
a good eye
around?
I like being a
I feel like me and Taylor
like
have made more
monkey,
eye contact
you know?
Than yeah. Taylor.
Can people refer to me?
Because you're right across.
Water monkey?
Yeah, we are right across from each other. He's over there, and sometimes I lean back, and then
and
I just see Kurt's microphone instead.
And you're You're very cute. So I want to look at you. God.
Right? That's what I tell her.
I know! By the way, you're cute, Taylor.
Thanks! Oh my gosh, I'm also gay, so this is great.
I know! Yeah, we're both... So, it's great.
Jesus Christ. All right, save it for June, please.
By the way, me and Matt got together the day after Pride Month.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Yep.
Fucking disaster.
Oh, the day after Pride Month, you were done.
It was 12:02
a.m. 12.
It's time for some man.
No, 12:02.
It was 12:12.
12:12, you're right. It was. There was a 2 in there.
12:12.
Which Matt is an angel number.
Memory.
Mm-hmm. I remember everyone's birthday.
He remembers everything, weirdly.
He does.
No,
he
I feel like mine's the easiest one.
Because I just don't know it.
What's your birthday?
Oh, November 24th.
Why is that the easiest?
Because half the time it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Matt.
Remember that.
Remember something really
right,
cool.
But I just feel like because it's near Thanksgiving,
cool.
People are like, oh, Thanksgiving.
You're a Sagittarius.
Yeah. Remember a cool.
You're one of the only fences. Fire sign women I'm not scared of.
Oh, you're telling him to bring up a memory of something cool.
You're a fire sign woman,
I know,
though.
I hate them.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't really know many Sagittarius besides myself, but anyway.
Sagittarius women are kind of a lot. Okay. Fire sign women are kind of a lot.
All right, I'm going to use my executive host privilege to say no more astrology until the podcast ends.
Until the next episode when I'm back and I'm talking about astrology,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, like
no,
Dr.
that's
Dre.
Fine, but you have to...
It's your fault for letting two witches be on the podcast.
Yeah, we can't do the witches
thing.
Well,
this is a mistake, and
we have to perfect our
up,
best,
Kurt.
Like, witch cackle by
Ryan,
the next
what's
episode.
Your Chinese zodiac?
I feel like that's any time
no
I
idea.
Laugh.
One of them.
You need to look at a Chinese
what do you want it to
menu.
Be?
The
know,
year
right?
of the Bigfoot, I feel like.
Year of the Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I feel like that's
the
your spirit animal. If you
Bigfoot.
Like,
Earth Bigfoot.
If you go on like a peyote trip, you're probably going to like
become
just.
Become Bigfoot.
Yeah, meet
oh,
like.
That would be sick.
We take you to Burning Man. People are going to call you Bigfoot.
You'll have like the Jack Black Pigadesi.
You wouldn't go
trip.
To Burning Man?
Yes, I want that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's everybody's forest.
My sack.
Yeah.
You're my baby sack.
And somehow,
oh my
completely
God.
Safe. Well, no, he did fall out the tree at the end.
Well,
that's why
yeah.
he woke him up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've fallen out of a tree before.
Yeah,
twice. It has to be about you, doesn't it?
All right, guys,
well,
tune into the next episode if you want
to
hear me and Taylor making love.
Okay,
we
yeah.
can do that anytime.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty sick.
I'm down.
Yeah, no, we don't need everyone here for that. I have mics.
Dan said, I'll watch.
Yeah, we can make some ASMR.
Put it on my OnlyFans.
I'm down.
Yeah, you can hold the boom mic.
Hell
the
yeah.
Macaroni the music of the macaroni.
That's what good pussy sounds like.
I'll
I can
be,
tell you guys to wait.
You know
until
what, I'll take
play.
A page out of Brian's book and say, I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah.
I remember when I was at the one shot and I said that, and y'all were like cracking up. I was like, what happened?
Oh, yeah. No, I was shocked. I was just like,
and then everyone was like, that's what Ryan
that's
says.
My line.
And I was like, oh.
And now it's on your shirt.
I'm sorry.
It is.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah. If people ask about that, maybe we can make merch of that shirt.
Oh, me and Taylor making them?
No, I'm just happy.
That would also be good on a shirt.
Yeah. What, like a picture?
Sure.
We
yeah.
can do that.
I
mean, why
yeah.
not?
That'd probably be good on OnlyFans.
That I already said that.
Okay.
This is a PG podcast. All
right. Oh, Osmium's Lucy Revisited EP just came out, so here's a song from that.
There it is.
Bye.
day.
Yes.